This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Explosions were witnessed at a Beirut funeral for Hezbollah members and a child killed in Tuesday's pager attack. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Explosions have been heard at the site of a funeral for three Hezbollah members and a child killed by exploding pagers on Tuesday, according to Associated Press journalists at the scene. Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV reported explosions in multiple areas of Lebanon, saying they were the result of walkie-talkies detonating. Meanwhile, the UN human rights chief is calling for an independent probe into the mass explosions from detonating pagers in Lebanon and Syria. Volker Türk said in a statement, the fear and terror unleashed is profound and urged world leaders to step up. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A group of young activists in Turkey known as 1000 Youth for Palestine is posing a rare and potent challenge to the government as they continue to expose Turkey's ongoing trade with Israel. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Along with condemning Israel, the group 1000 Youth for Palestine also took aim at Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for sustaining Turkey's trade with Israel. The student-based group, since the start of Israel's Gaza military campaign, has targeted the export of Azerbaijani oil to Israel by way of a Turkish port. The group is also protesting Turkish companies continuing trade ties with Israel despite an official embargo. The group uses social media to broadcast its message, circumventing government-controlled media. Erdogan lost heavily in recent local elections. Activists say they hope to build on that. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States Navy is preparing for a potential conflict with China by learning lessons from Ukraine and the Red Sea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The Navy is taking lessons from Ukraine and the Red Sea to get ready for a potential future conflict with China.
I'm very focused on 2027.
That's the year Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the Navy's top officer, says China has ordered its forces to be ready for invading Taiwan. Franchetti wants the Navy ready if needed.
If the nation calls us, we can push the go button.
Franchetti tells the AP she's unveiling an ambitious plan that includes boosting maintenance and recruiting. The Navy's learning from how Ukraine's forces have used a variety of capabilities to limit Russia's Black Sea Fleet operations. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A high-ranking official with Haiti's National Office of Migration has been killed in the north coastal city of Cap Haitien. A reporter from Radio Caribbeas who was at the scene said Kerwin Augustin, a regional representative who oversaw Haiti's northern region, was shot near his house on Wednesday and died at a hospital. The radio reported that Augustin was shot by unidentified people aboard a motorcycle. It wasn't immediately clear why he was killed. No one has been arrested. High-profile killings are unusual in Cap Haitien. It is relatively safe compared with the capital, Port-au-Prince, which is largely controlled by gangs. The United States Department of Justice is filing suit over the Baltimore bridge collapse. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The action seeks recovery of more than $100 million in damages and costs incurred by the United States in responding to the fatal disaster and reopening access to the Port of Baltimore.
Benjamin Meiser is the Principal Deputy Associate Attorney General.
Those costs should be borne by the ship's owner and operator.
The case alleges that Dolly's owner, Grace Ocean Private Limited, and the manager, Synergy Marine Group, both of Singapore, cut corners on the ship's electrical and mechanical systems. Acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General Chetan Patil says the collision was preventable.
Excessive vibration was a long-standing problem on the ship.
The collapse killed six members of a roadwork crew on Tuesday. The victims' families declared their intent to hold the ship's owner and manager liable. I'm Jennifer King.
The Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by an unusually large half point, a dramatic shift after more than 2 years of high rates that helped tame inflation, but also made borrowing more painfully expensive for consumers. The rate cut, the Fed's first in more than 4 years, reflects its new focus on bolstering the job market. Coming just weeks before the presidential election, the Fed's move has also the potential to scramble the economic landscape just as Americans prepare to vote. The policymakers signaled that they expect to cut their key rate by an additional half point in their final two meetings this year in November and December. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.